Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The text is the scripture that you have just heard. My dear fellow redeemed, are you in the city or out of the city? The text urges us to leave the city and go outside and be identified with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A text, by the way, that starts with the words, "and so," rather demands that one looks at least one verse prior to it to refer to what the "and so" was talking about. And the "and so" was talking about verse 11, where it says the high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place as a sin offering, but the bodies are burned outside the camp. And then the text says, "and so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make a people holy through his own blood." Hebrews is that wonderful book that talks about the superiority of Christ's sacrifice. And it really needs to be read through the eyes of the early church Jew, who understood the sacrificial laws and what was going on, who understood that to go outside the city, to be crucified and die and pour out one's blood outside of the city wall, had some significance. Because if you just stayed inside the city and looked out, the one who was crucified out there as a malefactor remained a malefactor and a sinner and despised. And yet our text urges to go outside and be identified with. It also needs to be read through the eyes that we have of that old self that is still at war. And any thought of going outside and being identified with a malefactor and a crucified Christ is indeed repugnant. And yet that is exactly what is urged upon us. It was urged first of all upon the Jew in Jesus' time, that they were to leave the old way. They were to leave the old sacrifices. They were to leave all of that behind and to be identified with the Messiah who was crucified and poured out his blood for the souls of all mankind outside the camp. That blood, not that bought with gold or silver, as Scripture tells us, but with his holy, precious blood, he bought us in the disgrace of being outside the camp. And so I ask you, are you inside the city or outside the city? I would be the first to admit to you that I have all kinds of little places in the city that I still like to hang out. I have my little places in there of glory. I have my little places in there of work righteousness. I have my little places in there of my own kind of sacrifices that I would offer. And I like it in the city. And when I hear "go outside the camp and be identified with and bear the disgrace, the reproach of my Lord and Savior, I rebel at that. That does not look good to me at all. And how does one get there? Our text does not exactly leave us barren. We know how our Lord got through it. He kept his eyes pinned on the glory. Philippians tells us that he walked that route, keeping his eyes pinned on the glory that would be his. The honor of his Father, the obedience to his Father, his obedience to himself, that's what kept him going. And our text tells us that when we go outside and to be identified with him, it says, remember. So you'll get some disgrace and reproach and so forth, but since when is that so important? Since you're only traveling through here anyway. After all, we have here no continuing city. Our citizenship is not here. Our citizenship is in heaven above. And so we identify with our Lord and Savior who spilled his blood, poured out his blood for us. And we can indeed then go out and keep our eyes on that city which is to come. Does that mean that sacrifice is gone? Text doesn't say it's gone. Our text still talks about sacrifice. What does it mean to go outside the city and identify and share in the reproach of our Lord? It means that we have now both the opportunity and have been empowered to sacrifice. But sacrifice what? I guess to sum it up rather bluntly, we could put it into two phrases: the sacrifice of our lips and the sacrifice of our hands. Some of you SEM4s who just 2 days ago received your calls, you have been pondering for 2 days what it means to leave the city of the seminary and head outside the walls, and you may even find out that there's some reproach out there when you identify with your Lord. Every one of us find that out, do we not? The sacrifice of our lips, which is confession. Confession of our faith, confession of the name of Jesus Christ. Is this brought about with reproach these days when one attempts to confess in a pluralistic society who does not give one care about what happened outside the city walls? The confession of our faith. And oh yes, by the way, I'm saying it that way because the text basically says it that way. Oh yes, by the way, don't forget. Do good and share with others. Because with that sacrifice, God is also well pleased. Are you in the city or out of the city? I thought, by the way, that it might be very dramatic. I saw them building a tent out here, and I thought in the spirit of our text, maybe we could all go in the tent and then walk out this morning. And it would be a great object lesson, but I don't suppose the workmen out there would appreciate that. But are you in the city or out of the city. We all know where we want to be. We are all baptized, redeemed by that one who went out of the city and now, as Scripture says, draws us all to him. We bear the reproach. We're ready to bear the reproach because he walked that road before us. We're ready to bear that reproach because we head towards our fatherland, where our true citizenship lay. And along the way, why we're here this morning, why we do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, while we're on the way, we offer the sacrifice of our lips, which is confessing the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. And don't forget, let us do good. Because God's very pleased with those sacrifices also. And then outside that camp, we will together someday be with our Lord when, as his Father glorified him, we also will share in that glory for all eternity, where there will no longer be reproach and disgrace, and where indeed we will not even have to be urged to sing and confess his praises and to continue to bow before the throne of the Lamb who once was slain but who is risen and now glorified. Amen.